This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The United Nations chief says the coronavirus pandemic has led to the largest disruption of education in history, with schools in 160 countries. As a result, Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning the world faces a generational catastrophe that could waste untold human potential. Meanwhile, millions of people in the Philippines were ordered to stay home Tuesday as global coronavirus infections keep soaring, with the World Health Organization warning against relying on a vaccine silver bullet to end the pandemic. More than 18 million people worldwide have been infected with the virus since it first emerged in China late last year, and it shows no sign of slowing down. Australian authorities say hundreds of coronavirus-infected people in the state of Victoria have been caught flouting stay-at-home orders, prompting tougher fines. Victoria has a second wave of infections over recent weeks that the government has partly blamed on people breaking rules that restrict travel. India's daily confirmed coronavirus infections have topped 50,000 for a seventh straight day, bringing the national total to more than 1.8 million cases. Brazil is driving a surge in Latin America, where infections have topped 5 million. Only the United States has been affected worse. In Washington, negotiations continue between the White House and congressional Democrats on a new aid package. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
They are reporting progress on things like schools, trying to safely reopen and offering food to the poor, but still stuck over replacing the $600 a week benefit for the unemployed. President Trump accuses Democrats of having a different.
They want to bail out cities and states that have done a bad job over a long period of time. Nothing to do with coronavirus.
But in San Francisco, laid off airport custodian Mary Benedetto is worried about losing her home.
If I can't pay my rent, they're going to kick me out, right? And I just don't want to live on the street.
As for claims that the benefit removes an incentive to work,
if the company will call me up tomorrow, I will jump to work.
Senate Republicans tried to offer a slimmed down package, but House Democrats say they're holding out for a comprehensive agreement. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is criticizing a key White House coronavirus after she told a national television audience that a new surge in infections was widespread in rural areas of the country and cities. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Dr. Deborah Birx said yesterday, widespread infections in urban and rural America mark a new phase for the pandemic. The president's accusing Birx of making the comment in response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who told ABC's This Week she's lost confidence in Birx because the president who appointed her has been spreading disinformation about the virus. The president tweets, Birx took the bait, calling her response to Pelosi pathetic. Birx told CNN her comments are driven by data, and she'd stake her 40-year career on using data to implement programs to save lives. Bonnie, Washington.
President Trump says the government should get a cut from the sale of TikTok's U.S. unit if an American firm buys it. The president says he made the demand for a substantial portion of the purchase price in a phone call with Microsoft's boss. He is warning he will ban the app, which is owned by China's ByteDance, on September 15th if there is no deal. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration says it is proposing four key Boeing 737 MAX design and operating changes to address safety issues seen in two fatal crashes that led to the plane's grounding in March 2019. AP's Ed Gracia reports.
After an 18-month investigation, the Federal Aviation Administration proposes several design changes. 737 MAX jet before it can fly again. The 737 MAX jets were grounded worldwide in March 2019 after a 2018 crash in Indonesia and a 2019 crash in Ethiopia, which killed 346 people. The FAA proposes software changes to the MCAS flight control system that was implicated in the crashes. The agency also wants to require a warning light to pilots that wasn't working on the planes that crashed. I'm Mike Gracia.
Hurricane Isaias is continuing to make landfall in southeastern North Carolina. Isaias is expected to move quickly through the mid-Atlantic and northeast on Tuesday. For more news, go to voanews.com. In Washington.